This is Johnny Blue Star. Welcome to Threshold, a global media event. Is the universe just a random dance of atoms? Or is it a manifestation of a supremely intelligent architect? Can its purpose, or our purpose here on Earth, be adequately assessed? Can we commune with it, know its intentions, cooperate with its direction? Here, we define Threshold as a gateway state of awareness, allowing mankind to cross into a place of real cognition. Threshold allows us to approach questions of higher reality through the door of experience rather than mere belief. Welcome to Threshold, where we tear away the veil from commercial media, bringing our audience and participants into another realm of reality and enhanced communication.
We're back with Stephanie Slevin on a program called I Talk with the Angels. Stephanie, who appears to have psychic and even mediumistic gifts, has a consistent focus also on the spiritual side of life, on God as a protector, mentor, and continuing uplifting component of her experience. Tell us a little bit about your focus on God and how you believe true spiritual experience is woven into your songwriting and performance.
Well, I'm doing good things with my gifts, so that's why I've always believed they're God-given. And I've always believed in God, and I've always looked to God for guidance. And I like to put my soul in my shoes and keep walking. That's what I say. And I've believed in God from a very early age, and that comes from my grandmother. For when we used to go to the church, and I used to go to the Catholic school, and I really had great times at the Catholic school. They were very good to me, the nuns and the priest, as they were to everyone. And that's where my influences come from. So very way back when I was very young, you know?
You know, in a moment or two, we're going to present a song you wrote called By Your Side. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's a song I wrote, again, when I was listening to Robert Johnson. For some reason, when I listen to Robert Johnson, I get inspired and write songs. But also it was inspired by a message in Dream, which led me directly to certain sayings of Jesus. So there's a little bit of two things going on there with that song.
Let's hear it.
The winter lake is crystal clear. The summer's coming near. The birds are in the sky. And you were taken from my side. Went out for a ride, my love, I cannot hide. The sun is shining up above. Can you hear me weep, my love? Please let me know you're there. My love, please don't sit and weep. I lay with you in sleep, and I'm sat on heaven's stair. Yes, I was taken from your side, went out for a ride. My love, I cannot hide. For the winter lake is crystal clear. The summer's drawing near. The birds are in the sky. And when you close your eyes to sleep, I will kiss your cheek, and you will know I'm there.
Well, that was an interesting song. Here's another song that's inspired by a folk melody. It's a tremendously intriguing song, what we're going to play, called My Pretty Shoes. Perhaps you can interpret it after we play it. I'm captivated by the song. It's depth, and it's candid description of your experience. Here we go, My Pretty Shoes.
Umha, umha, umha. Umha, umha, umha. Eli, Eli, lama shabakhtani.
But have you not seen me dancing in my pretty shoes? Have you not seen me dancing, for I've nothing to lose? Have you not seen me dancing, for your pain so downtrod? Have you not seen me dancing, for have I not shown you God? Yet God sends me messages straight through my head. He speaks them in dreams, and this is what he said. I'm sorry for your pain behind hell of gates. I was vastly outnumbered and in pain of state. I'm sorry for your pain and arriving too late. Won't you please forgive me for making you wait? For have you not seen me dancing in her pretty shoes? Have you not seen me dancing, for she's nothing to lose? Have you not seen me dancing, for your pain so downtrod? Have you not seen me dancing, for has she not shown you God? In dreams I walk and talk with the dead. They send me messages left of unsaid. In dreams send me places I do not know. But on this journey I know I must go. For have you not seen me dancing in my pretty shoes? Have you not seen me dancing, for I've nothing to lose? Have you not seen me dancing, for your pain so downtrod? Have you not seen me dancing, for have I not shown you God? Make way for the Lord, for he cometh after. Amen.
Wow. Tell me about this song. Explain it to me. It's so fascinating, but I don't... Those are the final words of Jesus in the beginning, aren't they?
Yeah.
Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Is that it?
Kind of. I was led to a Jewish folk song by a message in dream that I had. And then on listening to the little tune, the song came about straight away. Because most of my messages in my dreams, strangely enough, lead me to the Jewish community for some reason.
That's really interesting. Let's go to the break with another song you wrote, which I believe was also kind of directly addressed to God, called I'm Sorry.
You have been there for me all along. You were right, I was wrong. I was so weak and you were strong. And I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I abused the talent you had given me. For in my dark despair I could not see the precious gift you'd given me. And I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I thought that you had abandoned me. I never felt I was worthy, until in dream you came to me. And I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And I end this song and thus my dark despair. I need not pray to you upon my stay, for I am here and I know you are there. And I'm sorry, so sorry.
Stephanie, tell us a little bit about the song, why you wrote it, and what it's about, because it's so intriguing.
I felt bad for some things I'd done in my life, and I was living my life the wrong way. And I was always blaming God, and it was my own fault for making the wrong choices. So I just wrote a song to tell him that, how I felt, and that I was sorry.
That's really nice. We're going to take a break now, and the first commercial is about a book I wrote with a friend of mine. And basically, it's about angels, Stephanie. It's about fallen angels. I wrote it with Carlos Lopez Avery, who we've worked together a long time. It's part of a franchise film and book package, but it's about it's kind of a comic, a little bit of a comedy. As a matter of fact, the angel involved falls in love with somebody who's actually in Las Vegas, where this is being broadcast from. So let's hear a little bit about the Thrice Born.
It is the 15th century. El Tesoro de Cielo, a Spanish treasure ship, sends a scouting expedition to a strange island. Golden statues surrounding them prove the enormity of their find. Suddenly, hordes of ghoulish creatures with scaly green flesh and skeletal wings descend upon them from the sky.
What do you think of this, Rufio?
These creatures are fragile, Captain. We could take them with our swords.
They seem supernatural. Who knows what powers they possess?
Fallen angels, weakened by their treason.
My God, are you saying they're Nephilim, the devil's host?
I'm saying whatever they are, we can take them. Do any of you cowards dare join me?
Up against sharp knife-like nails and hideous fangs, the men's swords rip into slimy green flesh. Though black blood pours copiously from their half-naked bodies, creatures miraculously persist. Can the crew survive this bloody, cursed battle?
Find out more by Googling The Thrice Born, a new sci-fi supernatural novel by Carlos Lopez Avery and Johnny Bluestar. Google with the words Carlos Johnny Kendall, The Thrice Born. That's Carlos Johnny Kendall, The Thrice Born.
This is Johnny Bluestar. I've worked as a lyricist with Patricia Welsh for over 5 years, along with Russian composer Edgar Ahrens, a friend and colleague. Her ability as a singer is simply amazing. She brings a unique and dramatic flair to every song she sings. Over the next few months, we shall be releasing a number of these songs, part of an album called Hadley's Castle. Meanwhile, Patricia has been busy creating a super enjoyable collection of classic standards in an exciting 46-song, 3-CD collection.
Music for great entertaining introduces Cocktails, Dinner, and Dessert with Patricia Welch. 3 hours of continuous music. 46 of the all-time classic standards, spanning decades of hit songs. Going to a friend's home for dinner? Cocktails, Dinner, and Dessert with Patricia also makes the perfect hostess gift. This 3-CD compilation is the perfect background music that sets just the right mood for any dinner party.
I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy.
To purchase this album, just go to patriciawelch.com/CD. That is patriciawelch.com/CD. You won't be disappointed. We're back with Stephanie Slevin, kind of a visionary songwriter and someone who receives inspiration from the deceased. Now, Stephanie, not all your songs are really all that pleasant, because they are dealing sometimes with souls who have faced heartache and disaster. Is this hard for you to write about people with such troubles?
Yeah, sometimes it can be very, it can make me very tired, and I can end up in bed for a few days and very upset, and it can like drain my energy. But it's what I'm meant to do, and I suppose it's like any job really. If you do it all the time, you become drained and tired, you know?
Well, yeah, it also is it's a sense that you're using these songs to, in a way, to comfort people or to warn them even about certain things. There's a purpose to your songs.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about your song called Daddy.
This song is about a father who lost his son in very tragic circumstances. I wasn't actually sure whether I should do a song about this, but I read the story and I closed my eyes and I said to God, do you want me to do a song? And I felt this breeze, like I actually felt the boy go through my soul. And then the words came and the music came and I wrote the song.
Okay, well, let's play Daddy now.
I never got to go to Egypt and walk upon the golden sand, to look upon the wonders of the pyramids as you gently held my hand. But are you safe in heaven with the angels? Do you sleep? Are you safe in heaven? For I still sit and weep. And he said, Daddy, I need to say goodbye, but I don't want to see you cry. Daddy, don't worry about me, for I'm safe in heaven's sky. Daddy, I need to say goodbye, but I don't want to see you weep. Daddy, don't worry about me, for with the angels I do sleep. You were my summer sun, then the winter come, crashing around my fears. And I can't stop the hurt inside through all of the years. For are you safe in heaven? With the angels do you fly? Are you safe in heaven, in God's pure and bluest sky? And he said, Daddy, I need to say goodbye, but I don't want to see you cry. Daddy, don't worry about me, for I'm safe in the bluest sky. Daddy, I need to say goodbye, but I don't want to see you weep. Daddy, don't worry about me, for beside me God does keep. You were my summer sun, then the winter come, crashing around my fears. And I can't stop the pain inside, does God still hear my tears? For are you safe in heaven? With the angels do you fly? Are you safe in heaven, in God's pure and bluest sky? And he said, Daddy, I need to say goodbye, but I don't want to see you cry. Please, Daddy, don't worry about me, for I'm safe in the purest sky. Daddy, I really love you. Tell Mommy I love her too. And God felt your pain in heaven, for he let me come on through. But Daddy, I need to say goodbye, but I don't want to see you cry. Please, Daddy, don't worry about me, but I really must say goodbye.
Wow, that's definitely something. You know, I think that a lot of times there are, well, one of the things that gives people comfort is to either experience, which is a little bit rare, or to hear about near-death experiences, where a person actually dies and comes back to life. It's quite common, and there's been a lot of research about it. But the more traditional way of feeling comforted, to certain people anyway, was through the intervention of a medium who would tell something about a deceased person to their parents or their brother or sister or friend. Let's play another song about a tragic death, which is also a kind of advertisement about car safety, as a matter of fact, from a young man who perished all too early. Before we play Johnny McGinty, tell us about something, something about the unusual way you came about to write the song.
Well, he came through to me in dream through a message, and he led me to his story. And He lived in the United States in a town called Estelle Manor Park, and I live in London in a town called Manor Park. So, and he was a flighty sort of spirit. He was upbeat, and he didn't want me to do a sad song. He wanted me to do an upbeat song. I was a bit, I didn't really want to do it like that, but he insisted. So that's how that song came about.
Very interesting. Well, let's hear it. Let's hear the song called Johnny McGinty.
Johnny McGinty, you were just a boy. Johnny McGinty, your car was not a toy. You want to tell the people exactly how you felt when you crashed into a tree, not wearing off your belt. Hi, Mum, hi, Dad, I've come to leave me mark. I came for to this lady who lives in Manor Park. She wants to do a sad song, I wouldn't play along. She was very nervous in case she got it wrong. Oh, Lord, love her, she's making people cry. But I'm having fun playing with Jesus in the sky. And I want to tell the people exactly how I felt when I crashed into a tree, not wearing off me belt. Hey, all you lot, wear your safety belt, for it's the ones we leave behind, well, their pain is always felt. And don't take chances when driving on your own, for you might have an accident and never make it home. Hi, Mum, hi, Dad, I'm sorry what I done. I was acting stupid, but I was so very young. And please don't blame this lady for a little song, for she's so very nervous, case you take it wrong. Oh boy, Johnny, you're going to get me into so much trouble.
Well, you know, I wanted to know a little bit more. You said something intriguing to me before in the last hour. We were talking about how at one point you were actually seeing spirits, and then you got a little bit afraid and stopped, and then they began to appear to you in dreams, but now they're coming back. What does it mean to see a spirit? Are you actually seeing it? Is it in the room with you? What is it like?
Yeah, sometimes. It's just like seeing a person. They just walk past very slowly. I've only seen a couple of spirits recently because I've always been a bit afraid of it, to be honest with you. It scares me as well.
Are they opaque? I mean, do they look like human beings, or are they sort of translucent where you can see through them?
No, it just look like normal people. I went to do a reading for a lady recently, which is something I don't usually do. And this, I saw this guy, and he was wearing glasses, and he was a spirit, and then he disappeared. So I said to her when I get there, because she was trying to get in touch with her mum, I said, you don't know a guy with glasses? She went, yes, that's my dad. He always wore glasses, even to bed, because he was scared he was going to lose them.
Wow.
So that's happened then. She was quite shocked, and I was shocked. So.
Well, what about when you were a child? Did you actually see spirits then too?
Yeah, I saw spirits then, but I became afraid, so they kind of disappeared, and then they I used to hear voices, and they used to come to me in dreams.
What were they like? Were they children spirits, or
no,
were they adults?
Yeah, adults. I always see adults, spirits mainly.
And when you were a child, did they talk to you? Did they interact with you in any way?
They try to. Mostly they just look at me or sit on the bed, but I just wouldn't look. I used to close my eyes and just want them to go away because I was scared. So, and eventually they did go away, but then they came back in dreams.
You know, let's talk a little bit about your career outside of the sort of spiritual adventures. I mean, how is it going for you right now? You seem to be played on radio stations throughout the world.
Yeah, things are starting to go well. I've not made a living from it yet, but I'm hoping to. I've got one of my songs, I Know That You Love Me The Most. It appeals to quite a lot of people, and that's playing on about 45 stations worldwide. I've won a couple of awards, and good things seem to be happening, and doors seem to be opening. And I'm on your show, so that's another good thing.
Well, I love this song, and I think that we should... So touching and funny and interesting. So let's play it. Let's play this song that many, many people throughout the world have heard, and more should. Here we go.
I may have marmalade on my toast, and you may have your caviar. I may walk to work in my second-hand shoes, and you drive in your fancy car. I'm down here and you're up there. You're giving me the looks like you don't care. But they say love and hate are so very close. So I know that you love me the most. I know by the way you stare at me that deep down inside you care for me. You may drink champagne to my cup of tea, but nobody freaking cares. And you say I ain't the one for you, that I'm way down there beneath the view. But look at what your poor Sheik's done to you, and nobody freaking cares. She took your money and laughed at you, and then slept with all your mates and they were laughing too. So let's kick her to the curb, yeah, me and you, for nobody freaking cares. And I know you said bad things of me, but deep down inside you care for me. For they say love and hate are so very close, so I know that you love me the most. You took to your drink and your one night stand, so please don't judge me by your own bad hand. Yeah, stand up straight, just be the man, for nobody freaking cares. And come down off your mighty horse and take a chance on me, and we'll run the course and we'll show the bitch we don't do divorce, for nobody freaking cares. And I know you said bad things of me, but deep down inside you care for me. For they say love and hate are so very close, so I know that you love me the most. Yes, I know that you love me the most.
The following is from West Side Warrior, the memoir of Ray Boylan, a Korean War veteran and crime fighter. He was there fighting in the world's coldest battlefield when the Chinese communists invaded.
Desperate squad members ran past our foxhole yelling, "Get the hell out of here, there's too many of them!" Again, this other Chinese soldiers charge again with opium-induced mindlessness, oblivious of our bullets. Again, we heard the bugles and whistles. Climbing out of our foxhole, Bob dropped two hand grenades behind us, and I threw one over my shoulder. Bullets whizzing by our heads, Bob and I became bolts of lightning flashing across the mountainside. Like a hideous film, desperate scenes like this played out on the Tokong Pass for 3 days. Sometimes I played in the scene. Sometimes I could only watch and wonder if it were real, or if I'd be suddenly jolted out of my trance by an RKO usher saying, "Hey, did you kids sneak in here?"
To acquire this book, Google westsidewarrior.boylan.kindle. Boylan is spelled B-O-Y-L-A-N. That's West Side Warrior, Boylan, Kindle.
Nowadays, if you are a serious business person, just getting assistance from someone with a license and a bit of experience may not be sufficient. In fact, your realtor actually needs to be knowledgeable enough to be one of your top advisors. Whether you are facilitating a giant merger or selling your company, there's a lot at stake besides your finances. There is the future value of your current investment, financial freedom, integrity, and overall reputation. If you need this kind of assistance, Sandra Laflamme is a real estate expert with the experience, reputation, and knowledge qualified to assist you in all your key transactions. Sandra Laflamme, real estate services with integrity and conscience. Contact her today at 888-366-8070. That's Sandra Laflamme at 888-366-8070. We're back with Stephanie Slevin on Threshold Radio. Part of Stephanie's mission is to write a wide variety of amazing songs, which she also performs. Another side of her mission appears to be that she's sought after by those on the other side, by the deceased. And when she is, she diligently goes to work. Here's a song about a celebrity, a man with a celebrity name, and what happened to him when he was a small boy. Not the most pleasant song, but interesting. I know you can't discuss his true identity, but perhaps you can tell us how you came to write this song called Young Freckle-Faced Boy.
This came to me in whispers, actually. He was whispering his name. So I looked up his name. At first I didn't see anything because there was quite a few of people with that same name. But then I saw this story which kind of just stood out and I knew it was a story. And as I was reading it, the lyrics came. And I was going to call the song Chained to a Stake. Then he said to me, young freckled-faced boy. He changed the title of the song, which has never happened to me before. And that's how this song came about.
Ah, so let's hear it.
Into the darkness, away from the light. Moments of madness were not far from sight. For this young freckled-faced boy was frozen in fear. Chained to a stake and they cut off his ear. And the ransom was paid and they let him go. He called up his gramps who would not say hello to this young freckle-faced boy, shivering in fear. Being chained to a stake and they cut off his ear. And though they let him go, his mind was still there. So he turned to the drugs to find comfort and care. This young freckle-faced boy, so all alone. Memories of hell in that deep darkened zone. And the drink and the drugs, well, they showed no care. For he spent 30 years confined to a chair. For though they let him go, his mind was still there. No one understanding his time in despair. This young freckle-faced boy, frozen in fear, was chained to a stake and they cut off his ear. And the ransom was paid and they let him go. He called up his gramps who did not want to know. This young freckle-faced boy, shivering in fear, had been chained to a stake and they cut off his ear. And no comforts of home, no large settee. Such was the curse for John Paul Getty. Yes, such was the curse for John Paul Getty the Third.
So I guess we did hear his name, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Well, you know, here's another song with a very strange story, kind of personally significant to you. Tell us about the song, She Silently Sleeps, and the amazing connection about it.
Well, I put my name into Google to go onto my YouTube channel, Stephanie Slevin. And then this other Stephanie Slevin came up, and it said about her being murdered. And I was quite shocked, actually, so I started reading the story. And then I was reading about her father's pain. And all of a sudden, the lyrics started to come. I was actually in the internet cafe at the time, and I was a bit shaken. So I left the internet cafe, came home, wrote down all the lyrics. And a few days later, the music came. And it's about her father's pain on finding her murdered.
Let's hear She Silently Sleeps.
Father waits, and by her graveside her mourners grieve. His worst fears, they have come to light. He's all alone in the darkest night, and no one can ever feel his pain. The angels took her up above, surround her with a feathered glove. Forever are keeping her warm. He gets down on wounded knee, but past his pain he cannot see. Says, oh Lord, it should have been me. Glimpse of her, even if so brief. Oh Lord, please let him see. No one can ever feel. worst fears, they have come to light. He's all alone in the darkest night, and no one can ever feel his pain.
Another sad song, the second of two you wrote about a small boy who was the victim of an exceedingly evil crime. Tell us about the song and the situation behind it, called Unknown Angel.
Yeah, he was a little boy. He's known as the boy in the box. For some reason, the spirits always seem to lead me overseas to the United States, only a couple of times here in London. And this little boy was found on a deserted lane in a cardboard box in 1957. And my friend Michelle actually sent me a link to YouTube to another song called Concrete Angel. And I noticed beside that song was the story about the boy in the box. So after listening to Concrete Angel, I listened to the story of Unknown Angel. And straight away, I just wrote a song. That's how it came about.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear Unknown Angel.
Support the song America's Unknown Angel and comment and share to keep the story ongoing. Thank you, Steph. What can we do? What can we say to make it all better, to make it okay? Little boy lost, no name and no home, begs for an angel.
Threshold Radio, a program which deals with core issues affecting our personal, political, and spiritual lives, and advocates the creation of an enlightened, informed citizenry, not only in America, but throughout the world, then you might think of supporting both your product and business and our message by advertising on our show.
All programs are archived and are supported in various ways, including social media. Our outreach being broadcast weekly on VegasAllNetRadio.com, a very advanced internet broadcasting station, but also archived directly on our websites on YouTube and in SoundCloud. We believe in time we will have a very broad outreach. Through New Galaxy Enterprises, our parent company, we can create a wide range of marketing and advertising components to complement your advertising on Threshold Radio and increase your outreach in many creative and exciting ways. If interested, just go to www.thresholdradio.com and fill out a contact form with your interest. That's www.thresholdradio.com.
Now, here's a song of yours, Stephanie, that I really like called The Real Me. Why don't you say a word or two about that one?
Well, that's just from personal experiences, and I was finding more belief in myself and getting a bit braver to put my stuff out there. And it's kind of an upbeat song of how I feel.
Well, we all need that. So let's give us a little taste of The Real Me.
They say you can take the girl out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of me. But why would I want you to? For that's the real me. And I was laying outside, and I laid down in the gutter, and I was quiet for some time, for I did not but stutter. I was not alone, for I lay there with another, and I bathed him in my tears, for he was my tongue-tied baby brother. For they took me to the dark side, they made me feel the pain, they threw me on the dampened floor, bound my hands in chains. They bound my mother freaking hands in chains. They say you can take the girl out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of me. But why would I want you to? For that's the real me. And I met a man who I clearly did not see, for he was a well-respected member of a blinded community. And I was one against an army, so by fear. Yes, I was one against an army, but look, for I'm still standing here. They took me to the dark side, they made me feel the pain, they threw me on the dampened floor, bound my hands in chains. They bound my mother freaking hands in chains. Take the girl out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of me. But why would I want you to? For that's the real me. When I buy a pad, I'm gonna buy it above a station. I'm gonna put out all my music and astound the whole goddamn freaking nation. For they never gave me the time, and they never gave me the chance. So now I'm gonna give it to myself and show you exactly how I dance. They took me to the dark side, they made me feel the pain, they threw me on the dampened floor, bound my hands in chains. They bound my mother freaking hands in cha-cha-cha-chain.
Here's another really interesting song, not really about the, well, it is about the deceased. It's about John F. Kennedy coming to Dublin when you were a small girl, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, I was 2.5.
Here we go with Dublin.
You came to see Dublin City. Dublin City in 1963, you came to see Dublin City. A man advanced for his time and stood in line for us to see that you stood for mankind, for you were not blind. No, you were not blind. For you came to see Dublin City, Dublin City. Full of courage, no fear, to stand your ground and voice your sound. Stood for humanity in its purity, for the world to see in Dublin City. You came to see Dublin City, Dublin City. A man advanced for his time and stood in line for us to see that it's not what mankind can do for us, but what we can do for mankind. For you came to see Dublin City, Dublin City. More than honor for the land to shake your hand in Ireland. For in 1963 we came to see President John F. Kennedy.
Wife, I was very sad the day he died. I was a bit older than you. I was in a barber shop. And I can tell you, given the succession of various people on the presidential stage and now in the various presidential campaigns, I really miss this guy. I really wish he was back. But anyway, we have to live with what we have. Tell us a little bit about what's next for you, Stephanie. What are the fascinating things you're working on now?
Well, I find myself being led in the direction of writing songs for the deceased, because there's still so many spirits that come to me in dream and give me messages, and there's many songs I've got to write. I'm working on quite a few now, and it's going to keep me busy for some time.
Well, we're working on something together too, right?
Yep, we are.
So there's going to be a little bit of news, hopefully, down the line. Okay, well, I want to thank you for being here with us today. It's been a great honor, and I hope we can do this again soon.
Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
I also want to thank the wonderful musical artists who I've been privileged to work with and to play on Threshold Radio. Zabe Nathan, Bonnie Blaze, Patricia Welch, Edgar Ahrens. It's been really great to work with all these people. And another person I'm working with is Rod Tyler. Anyway, and finally, an homage to the great Hasan Khan, who's helped me with the websites, YouTube promotions, commercials, and now even by flexing his musical muscles. Hasan has helped me make this program happen. If you need his help in any of these areas, contact me at info@newgalaxyenterprises.com. That's info@newgalaxyenterprises.com. And now we're going to tell you a little bit about our company, New Galaxy Enterprises.
My company, New Galaxy Enterprises, is a California corporation specializing in the creation of media and promotional content. We are focused on original, innovative projects that are good for humanity. These projects could be nonfiction books or novels, fictional screenplays or documentary content, websites and website content, commercial advertising content for print, audio, or video products on the internet, television, or radio, musical scores for advertising, television, or film, video, audio editing, etc. We want to promote products and projects that support the environment, encourage a healthy experience in living, developing, nurturing, and useful technology, and offering platforms for positive, socially constructive entertainment or informative, transformative media. Our experience in creating a variety of products like this is rather vast, and we offer client-based and collaborative products, as well as the opportunity of active investors to join us in the creation and promotion of proprietary products, some of which are in latter stages of development. For more information, go to www.newgalaxyenterprises.com. That's www.newgalaxyenterprises.com. If you're interested in talking to us, just fill out the contact sheet and we will get back with you.
Well, we're going to go out now. See you next week. But here is Stephanie Slevin's song, What Goes Around.
Opinions expressed on this program were those of the hosts and guests and did not necessarily reflect those of Vegas All Net Radio, its affiliates, or its parent company.